Okay. All right, we left off yesterday. Let's go, guys. Let's get it down. We left off yesterday that there was a fundamental machlokes Rashi, Tosfos, and Rabbeinu Hananel against the Rambam. And it ran as follows. That according to Rashi, Tosfos, and Rabbeinu Hananel, we light the candles. Mahadrim and Hanukkah goes back on Nirishu Beso. So you really only light 8 candles. Even though the truth of the matter is that there's 10 people in the house. And according to Rambam, you light 80 candles. Because Mahadrim modifies Mahadrim. Right? Nirishu basically means one candle no matter how many nights, no matter how many people. Mahadrim means each person has to be represented with one candle. What does Mahadrim mean? So according to the Rambam, it means it goes back on Mahadrim. You light 80 candles on the 8th night. But according to Tosfos says no. Tosfos, Rashi, Tosfos, Ben Achanan say Mahadrim and Hanukkah goes back on Nirishu Beso. That means you can have 10 members in your household. I don't care how many people in your household. You light 8 candles and that's it on the 8th night. Fundamental machlokes. What do we say with, and I want you to get this. The Rambam writes that the Baal HaBayis should light all 80 candles. The Baal HaBayis himself. The Ramah, when he quotes the Rambam, who he paskins like, has one deviation of that. Let's get it down. The Ramah writes, no, each person should light his own candle. Zuck the Ramah, Hagav Yeshom, the Kolechim, and the HaBayis Yadlik. I mean, he holds like the Rambam in theory that 80 candles are lit, but the Baal HaBayis lights all 80 candles. Okay? The Baal HaBayis lights all 80 candles. According to the Ramah writes that each guy should light his own candle according to the Rambam. Comes the Briskerov, okay? Comes the Briskerov, and he says, well, his grandfather, the Beis HaLevi, asked, why did the Ramah deviate from the Rambam a little bit? If he does Paskin like him, why is there a slight difference? So he goes on to be Masbir. I want you to get this. He says very beautifully that the reason why there's a slight difference is because of their general approach to hiddur mitzvah kol haTorah kulo, which is against what we said from Rav Shulti yesterday. But I want you to get this Briskerov down. The Briskerov writes that the Rambam is of the opinion, al pi halacha, that if you're doing a milah, if you ever heard of the concept called sitz and shenem akvin, sitz and shenem akvin are parts of the skin that the mole didn't do a good job. He did a sloppy job. So sitz and enem akvin, according to the shita of the Rambam, is halacha lemaisa. And the Rambam learns, even during the week, that once the mole is done with the mila, there is no concept for him to go back and finish up a sloppy job. On the sitz and shenem akvin. Sitz means types of skin on the makam mila that are not makiv the mitzvah of mila. So sitz and shenem akvin, according to the shita of the Rambam, when the mole is done, finished. Even during the week, there's no concept to go back and finish up the milah. Because once you finish the maisa mitzvah, the hiddur mitzvah is what? Done. It is divorced and disconnected, Ellie. You can only have a meaning to hiddur mitzvah when you have actually fulfilled or are actually doing the hiddur mitzvah. When you are doing the hiddur mitzvah, then there's a notion of hiddur mitzvah. Therefore, the Rambam writes, the Baal HaBayis has to light all 80. He's the guy who's got to do it. You can't shell it out on another guy. Because the Rambam's Havan of Hiddur Mitzvah and Kol HaTorah Kula is that Hiddur Mitzvah is always linked up to the Iker Mitzvah. That's why the Rambam says, even during the weekday, once the mold is done, there's no mandate to go back on the Sitch and Shein HaMakvin, says the Briskerov. There is no mandate at all. Because it's been disconnected. It's done. You stop your Mila. While you're doing it, then there's an inyan. But once you're finished, you're done. That's why the Rambam insists in Hilchos Chanukah that the Baal HaBayis, Nachum, lights all 80. Because shelling it out on another guy disconnects it from the Iker Mitzvah that the Baal HaBayis led. That's not called Hiddur Mitzvah. That's why the Briskerov said the Rambam insists on the Baal HaBayis lighting all 80. Please get that. Whereas the Ramah Pinchas holds L'shitaso, like the Rashi in the Tur and the Sechah Shabbos, who claims that no problem, no problem. If it's during the week, the Mila, and the Mila, the Mole finishes Mila, he can go back on the Sitch and Shenem Akvin. But you finished already. I don't care. Hiddur Mitzvah has a life on its own. And even though the Hiddur Mitzvah can follow up the Iker Mitzvah that's been completed. And therefore the Ramah writes, you can shell out You can view an overarching view that all guys like in the house. And that fulfills together the notion of Mahajim and Mahajim. And then further, Ramah writes, light all 80, but the Baal Bais doesn't have to light all 80. You spread it out according to who the people in the home. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's how the Briska Rav is masked with a slight difference, Stephen, between the Rambam and the Ramah. The Ramah passes like the Rambam. Usually the Ramah holds like Baal HaTaisis. Hereby, there's a whole lot of drushes about that. Here the Ashkenazim hold like the Rambam, the Sephardim hold like the what? Like the Taisis. There's a lot of harmony going on. There should always be harmony in Klal Yisrael. Okay, you could say a whole drush on it. But look, that's not for now. For now, we have to understand the lumdus in the halach. Okay, you got me? Got me? You follow this? So that's the slight difference. Then I saw, I was so happy about this. One sec, Johnny. Then he goes right to the Briska Rav, and he points out, he is of the opinion, he asks Arkasha, I was so happy about this. He says, Hiter mitzvah shlish, you're doing eight times that. It's more than a third. And he says, why on earth does Rabbeinu Chananel quote, he said, I was jumping out of my seat. Rabbeinu Chananel, why do you quote Baba Kama? Hiter mitzvah shlish. It's not a shlish, it's more than a shlish. Eight times. So he wants to say like this. He is of the opinion, he thinks that this is completely different. This is completely different, this Hiddur Mitzvah of Hanukkah. It's completely different. And therefore, it's kind of like an option. That's what I'm going to say. He says, if you want to do it, you can do it. It's the word Mahadran. Mahadran means run after it. There is no Chiyuv to be Mahadran. It's not like classical Hiddur Mitzvah, that there is a mandate to try to do. Here, if you want to do it, you can do it, he says. And he says, if you look in Rabbeinu Chananel Baba Kama on Testament Beis, he actually quotes our Gemara, and listen to what he says. He says, "Ubikesh lahadra mitzvah biyosim yishlish harashus biyado." You want to do more than a shlish? Gesunter, hey, you're a wonderful guy. But it's like above and beyond what you normally have to do. Because this is a hiddur mitzvah that's unique and special. The rai is mahadrin min mahadrin. And the word mahadrin is try. Try your best. Try your best. But it's not considered in the classical din of Zekei Levi Andeyu. And therefore, that's what he points out Rabbeinu Chananel in Shabbos, Rabbeinu Chananel in Baba Kama. That Rabbeinu Chananel is trying to point out, this Mahadran is different. Try your best, but it's not like Luluf. It's not considered like classical Sefer Torah Noah. It means if you want to do it, go ahead and do it. If you want to do it, that's the word Mahadrin. Do you ever refer to it any other time? You don't call Mahadrin by Luluf. Do you call Mahadrin by Sefer Torah? No, Mahadrin. Mahadrin means run after it. We recommend it highly. That's why it's eight times. It's not the regular din. That's why there's another level. Mahadrin min Mahadrin. Himamish points out Rabbeinu Chananel and his Bekiyas. He points out Rabbeinu Chananel Baba Kama Testament Beis L'Shitaso. Himamish writes Rishus B'Yom. You want to do it? Kazutarei means do it. It's a great thing. But Lamaish, you're not Mechuyev. That's what the Briska Rav wants to say. So what I want you to get down is that the Ramah passes like the Rambam with that slight deviation that the Baal Bais doesn't light everything. The Rambam insists the Baal Bais lights everything because the Rambam holds a Hiddur Mitzvah always has to be connected to the Ikar Mitzvah. And he's got to do it himself. The Ramah L'Shitas holds Hiddur Mitzvah doesn't have to be connected. Still has a life on its own even when you disconnect it. Okay? And therefore that's the difference. Halach L'Maisa. So it's in Siman Tuf Resh Ayin Aleph Sif Beis. The Ramah holds like the Rambam. And then he points out to Maharal in Prague that each guy should try to find his own place to light. Like Johnny was asking yesterday. But we pointed out in Shir yesterday, the Ram never says that. The Maharam in Prague is each guy should find his own place, that it's Nikar. The Ram says just light 80. Because according to what Rav Zulti yesterday, what do we say according to Rav Zulti yesterday? It's not a thousand. It's what? It's a box. It's not patterned after Kol HaTorah Kula. And therefore what? It doesn't have to be Nikar. What night it is. It doesn't have to be Nikar what night it is at all. None whatsoever. Doesn't have to be Nikar at all. None whatsoever. But the Ramah quotes from the Maharai Prague, try. So there's two slight deviations within the Rambam scheme of eight. Either the Rambam insists the Baal Bais lights and all the Ramah says you don't have to do that, and the Maharai Prague adds on, make sure that you do it each place is Nikar. But the Mechaber held like Tisus. You only light eight. Done. Finished. Now I have to tell you, we read the Gemara yesterday. I have to tell you, I heard from Rav Penner Shliti yesterday, he pointed out from the Vilna Gaon. I never heard this Vilna Gaon, to find where he says it. But we read it yesterday in Shir. What were the two theories of Beis Hillel? What were the two theories of Beis Hillel? Connected Yomim? Hayotzen, right? Connected Yomim Yotzen. And what was the other one? Malam Mekodesh Yemoridin. And what was the end of the Gemara? The Gemara went with which approach? Excellent. Malam Mekodesh Yemoridin. So he wanted to say in the name of the Vilna Gaon, I want to find out where it is, but he claimed, what does Kenegan Yom and Yotzen mean? What does it signify? I never thought about this. That it should be Nikar what night it is. Hayotzen. That the Persumanisha should be Nikar what night it is. But if you hold like Malam and Kodesh and Meridin, there's no need for that. There's no need for that. Isn't that interesting? So it seems to be Halacha L'maisa, if you take that Ha'ara of the Vilna Gaon, you understand the Rambam much more, no? It doesn't have to be Nikar what night it is. No? Tosfos says it's got to be Nikar what night it is. Therefore, you only light 8. I never thought about that. Those two reasons of Kenegad Yotzen signify what specific night it is. No? Whereas Malam Mekodesh Yemoridin is not getting into that. So maybe you could say the Rambam said, oh, the Gemara concludes with that second story, the Malam Mekodesh Yemoridin. Not the second story, but that last line. Maybe it shows you don't have to be like that. And maybe that's what Halacha L'maisa, that's why you could light 80 we're suggesting, because it doesn't have to be Nikar. Only thing is that the Rambam point out in Spain, what they used to do? They would do like Tosfos, they'd light 8, because there was a need for it to be Nikar. So that's a little bit contradictory. That Gaon that we mentioned yesterday with the Gaon, which the Gaon I said from Repenter's Lieden, seems to be a little bit contradictory, because he said in the Rambam, that he holds it Dominican Spain. So this is, that's the Mahalik I wanted to begin with. Please, but I want you to note that the Brisker Rav is against that Rav Zhulki. Because the Rama of Bais, as we said, the Hiddur Mitzvah is a box, not patterned after Kultur. Doesn't have to be Nikar. But Rav Zhulki said, Brisker Rav says, the Rama says the Baal Bais got to light all 80. Why? Because that's the Rama's Havana, Hiddur Mitzvah, Kultur Kula. So I guess you could put the two together and say, okay, Hiddur Mitzvah, Kultur Kula, that they have to be connected with one another. But not the element that has to be Nikar. In other words, you can what? In Johnny's phraseology, you can pick one and choose one, right? Meaning that what? You can choose the element of what? You remember that Chiddush? Remember we said it doesn't have to be Nikar, but the guy should do the whole thing. It should be connected. I'm just pointing out there's a Chiddush that we came up with this morning. To put together the Brisker Rav with what? Put together the Brisker Rav with what? With Rav Zhulki. Ben, you got me? Whereas you could say that I hold Hiddur Mitzvah Kol Torah Kula that are connected, that's the Brisker Rav. On the other hand, Rav Zhulki says, but I don't hold the element that's got to be Nikar in Kol Torah Kula like it does in Kol Torah Kula. Chanukah does have to be Nikar. Okay. Real quick, John, because we got a lot to do. Go ahead.
Brisker Rav some shot with the Rambam.
Yes.
The second level of Mahadrin, the Baal Bas would also light all the candles.
Yeah, everything. Lock, stock, and barrel. All 80. The man would be tired after.
No, Mahadrin, just the Mahadrin.
No, Mahadrin is, you tell me what Mahadrin is.
Mahadrin was
if you have 10 guys only lighting 10 candles.
Right.
Nearest Shubesa is one candle. Mahadrin is 10 candles.
Mahadrin was that you're lighting a candle for each person in the house.
Yes.
So the Baal Bas would light all those.
Yes. Yes. And then the Baal Bas would light their 80. Because Mahadrin goes back to Mahadrin.
But what about the whole thing with the Katan? Like we said, the Katan could light for Chinuch purposes. But
that was a Chobas Abayis, we said.
But if there's no.
No, a Katan Shigil Chinuch can be most of the whole household. Because the Chobas Abayis. That was a different chiddush. That had
no,
that was katan shigil lechinuch mimotz of the whole household. Remember, we had 3 chiddushim in Shochovas Abayis. Number 1, 1 candle. Number 2, what? The Rav, chelik and the Abayis. And number 3, katan shigil lechinuch.
This Brisker Rav works well with the Rav's crowd. It's all about the Abayis.
Why do you say that? I don't think so. Why?
But there's no din of lighting for everyone at all. I mean, the din's really just on the Abayis or the Baal Bas lights.
That's the way he understands the Hiddur Mitzvah. Each guy's got to be represented. I don't know if necessarily connected with the bias.
Meaning, because
the Baal Bias lights on behalf of everybody.
The Mitzvah's been in the bias and not in each person.
I don't think you have
because
to say
if it's in each person.
The Brisker Rav doesn't say it has anything to do with the bias. The Gavra that does it has to represent his whole household. 10 times 8 is 80. But he's got to do it because of the mechanics of Hiddur Mitzvah and Ikar Mitzvah, not because of a bias.
No, the Mitzvah of Chan, the Mitzvah of Light and Menorah has to do with the bias. Because if there was a Mitzvah,
I understand, but I'm saying
the Brisker Rav, they were off the light.
It has to be in a bias because the Rav is a bias.
The Hiddur is connected with their Mitzvah.
No, it doesn't have to do with it. You could stay, he says nothing about bias. Brisker Rav doesn't once mention bias once.
I understand. I know you didn't mention it, but I'm saying it works well with what
I don't think it has to, but I hear what you're saying, but it doesn't have to be said. Even if it would not be a Chovas HaBayis, let's say it's a Chovas HaGavra. But if the Chovas Agavra, the man that does the Ikar Mitzvah, has to be the one that does the Hitter Mitzvah.
If it's Chovas Agavra, then each person should have to do their own Hitter.
No, that's because the thing.
We said the Hitter's connected to the Mitzvah, and then that means if it's
Chovas Agavra, I understand, but each individual member of the household has to be represented. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So if he has to be represented, and that's your definition of Hitter Mitzvah.
Why are they being representative? Why are they being representative?
Because that's what the Gemara says. Ner lecho lecha vecha. It doesn't say bias. That's for one candle. That's it. One candle for God's cloud, every household. No matter what night of Hanukkah, has to have one candle. Mahadran doesn't say the word bias. It says Mahadran, Ner lechol echa v'echa. That doesn't say the word bias. I hear what you're saying. I'm just saying, I'll be sorry. You don't have to say that. That's all I'm saying. In the Gemara, it doesn't say Mahadran about the word bias. It says each guy has to be represented. The base level is bias. The Brisker Rav doesn't say it's connected with the notion of bias. It's connected with the mechanics of
but
how...
If it's each, then why don't they have their own individual mitzvahs? And then you could say their hitter is connected to their individual mitzvahs. Because the whole point is...
But who is the point? Who is the point of reference? The Bala Bias. The Bala Bias is the point of reference. Okay?
Why are we getting to the point of...
Because, again, we'll say it one more time, because we've got a lot to do. The base level is Nir Yishu Beso, one candle. Right. No matter what house it is, in Klal Yisrael. Then it says Mahadran. No matter how many people in your house, each person has to be represented. Correct? That's right. Hitter Mitzvah.
Right.
If you have the Ikar Mitzvah, the Baal Bayis got to light the base level, and you want to fulfill a Hitter Mitzvah, you have to have the same guy do both. Because the Rambam's mechanics and Kol Torah Kula, which has nothing to do with bias, a Milah, whoever's doing the Ikar Mitzvah has got to do the Hitter Mitzvah. Because the relationship between Ikar Mitzvah and Hitter Mitzvah, they must be tightly connected. So if you plug that approach in to Hilchos Chanukah, you have to say the same thing. Regardless of whether I hold it's a Chiyuv Bayis or a Chiyuv Gavra. Doesn't make a difference. You cannot disconnect Ikar Mitzvah and Hitter Mitzvah. That's the point of the Brisker Rav. Okay? I think you're right. You're making a great point that if it's a Chovas Bayis, it fits much better that L'maisa, it all goes back to what? The Baal Bayis has to do it. But it's not Mukhruch to say. He doesn't say it's related to bias at all. And I'm pointing out to you in the Gemara never said bias, legabi the Mahadran, and Mahadran and the Mahadran.
No, but the Mahadran and Mahadran is going on, like we said, all the way back to Ner Yishu Beso.
According to Tosis, but not according to the Rambam. According to Rambam, it's going back to Mahadran. Mahadran goes back to Mahadran.
Yeah, but as we kind of explained, Mahadran goes back to Mahadran, and Mahadran goes back to what? The Ner Yishu Beso, that's what we were...
I understand that, but I'm saying, even if it was not called the Chovas Bayis, the last point I want to just get, what did we say yesterday? Three halachas, right? Let's say there's no concept of the Chovas Bayis. You discount that. That's a chiddush, what we said. What were the halachas we said from that? Let's say I argue on that. Can't do it. Let's say, what's the other halach? I don't hold like the Rav. I hold like the Mishnah Berurah. Let's say I don't build up this Chovas Bayis. Could you still say the Brisker Rav? Yes. You could still say the Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav didn't mention in any of those halachas that you become a chelik in the bias when you give money, or that what, or that you cut and shikil lechina. I'm just saying it's not tully in that. It doesn't have to be tully in it being a chovas bayis. Chovas bayis is a new chiddush. This could stand on its own. Okay, all right, let's go vaytem. Okay, so that's the chiddush we want to bring out here with what with the Brisker Rav. Please get it down in what the machloikis what mechaber. And the Mechaber like Tosis, and the slight deviation with the Ramah, with the Ram, Marami Prak. Okay. Now we pick it up with this. We have four nafkaminas I want you to get, okay, between the Ramam and the Tosis on this din. Okay? The first nafkamina that we have is as follows. The first nafkamina we have is, let's say, on the fifth night of Hanukkah. Let's say someone, God forbid, is very, very poor. Very, very poor. And he has no money. And he only has enough money to buy one candle. Or enough oil to light one wick. How much money does the God like Sukkah give him? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chemed Moshe, the Bir Halacha. The Chemed Moshe says you give him Nir Echad. We're not mechuyev to subsidize more than that. Basically, the nafkaminas here, Lamaisa, we are pointing out fit in well with the Rambam, okay? Basically with the Rambam. Because when you talk about Hitter Mitzvah, Pinchas, does the Hitter Mitzvah become integrated to the Ikar Mitzvah? Or does hiddur mitzvah become, remain an extra independent concept? Does it become integrated into mitzvah, or does it remain an extra concept? That's the shaila hand. Okay? Hayes and then Afkamis want to give, it fits much better into the Rambam, because the Rambam said Lamaisa that it's a special box. It's not patterned after Kolot Rokul. But what I want to suggest now to Nafkamin is Hiddur Mitzvah its own thing, or do we say that it becomes integrated Ikar Mitzvah? Okay, Ellie, you got me? Yeah. So how many candles do we give this fellow? So I gave you the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha points out, B'feirish, B'shem Nechem and Moshe, that you give only one candle. Okay? One candle alone. Very interesting. However, the Or Sameach points out from the Rambam, it's not true. The Or Sameach points out, B'feirish, it's on Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Beis, in Hilchos Chanukah. The Rambam writes, Mitzvah Nir Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od, V'sarach Adam La'izar Ba Kedei Lo'odiyah Anes Lo'osu B'shvach Hashem Ho'odayah Lo Al Anishim Shosh Olanu, V'afilu Ein Lo'o Mayokol Ela Min Atztaka, Sho'ol Amach Raksusav Lo'kech Shemen V'Neiros U'madlik. Why did he say Shemen and Neiros? So says the Or Sameach the following. Or Sameach says, you know what? You give him five candles. Okay, you could argue on that, Or Sameach, but he says Shemen V'Neiros. So he wants him to die from the Rambam, you give him five candles. So what's the Machlekes? What's the Machlekes to Toliyot?
How many candles do you have to light?
Is the Ikar Mitzvah, does the Hiddur Mitzvah become integrated to the Ikar Mitzvah? And do I say that if I don't fulfill the Mitzvah 100%, when I don't do it in a beautified manner, it's not 100%. I'm going to skip him five. But if I hold the Hiddur Mitzvah, if I hold the Hiddur Mitzvah is not what? Does not become integrated to the Ikar Mitzvah. It remains its own concept. I am not obligated to subsidize the poor man to do the Ikar Mitzvah. I'm obligated to subsidize him to do what? The Ikar Mitzvah, not the Hiddur Mitzvah. And therefore I give him one candle and not five. Okay? To be fair, Shmachleikis, the Nechevin, Moshin, or Sameach. If the Ikar Mitzvah, if the Hiddur Mitzvah becomes integrated Ikar Mitzvah, I'm a chuyif to what? Subsidize him on both. If I hold Halacha L'maisa that is considered to be separate, then what's the din? If it's considered to be separate, then what's the Halacha? What's the Halacha? I'm only mechuyif to subsidize the Ikar, not the Hiddur. I mean, we can't do that, we would go bankrupt. Jeremy, let's get it down. How many candles are mechuyif to subsidize? So that's number one nafkamina, okay? Number one. Number two, a second nafkamina. There is Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Chuvis. Bless you. Rabbi Kiva Eger, Madura Tinan, Simin Yud Gimel. Talks about the following Shiloh. Let's say tonight's the third night. You say a bracha to light the candles, but you forgot to. Forgot to say all the brachas. You light one, two, then you remember before the third. Is it too late for the brachas? What do you say? So Rabbi Kivager says he has this tshuva. Tshuvas Rabbi Kivager. Tshuvas Rabbi Kivager. He has a suffix. Okay? Lo birech lifnei ha-mitzvah. Lifnei ha-adlaka. But you catch yourself before you do the what? Before you do the end. So he has a suffix. So what do you do in this case? So the Prichadash says in general, you never say a bracha on Hiddur Mitzvah. And the Eliyahu Rabba says, you do say a bracha. Halacha l'maisa. I want you to get that down. Okay? The Prichadash says you don't say a bracha on Hiddur Mitzvah. The Eliyahu Rabba says you do. Prichadash says you don't say a bracha on Hiddur. The Prichadash says, Ein Mevarchin Al Hiddur. You don't say a bracha on Hiddur. And what does the what? What does the Eliyahu Rabba say? You do say a bracha on Hiddur Mitzvah on its own. So what do you say? So I want you to get down. Three svaras Rabbi Kivager says you can say the bracha. What are the three svaras you can say the bracha? What's number one? You're in the shir of what? Number two, we say a bracha on Hiddur according to who? The Eliyahu Rabba. And number three, the Gos Ashri says, the Gemara says in Pesachim and Daf Zayin Beis, when are you supposed to say a Birkas HaMitzvah? Kolam HaMitzvah Kulam, Mevarach HaLein, over Lasiosim. Is that Likuva? The Rambam says it is. The Gosha Shri says no. You can say the bracha even after the mitzvah is done.
The Rambam says it is.
Rambam says it is Likuva. The Gosha Shri says it's not Likuva. So it comes out, halacha lamaisa, based on those three sfaras, you say a bracha. That's where Rabbi Kivager paskins. But what is this totally on? If you hold the hitter mitzvah, it becomes integrated in the Iker mitzvah, you haven't completed it, and therefore what? You could still say the bracha, but if you hold the hitter mitzvah as an independent concept, then maybe you don't say a bracha on that. That's how machlokes, say the Arabi El Prichodes. But I'm saying, if you say that it's integrated, you follow me, Stephen? Until I've actually lit all three, I could say I haven't completely yet finished the mitzvah, so why can I not still say the bracha? That's the Chuvus Rabbi Kivager writes with Fadish, okay? That's a third Nafka meaning, okay? Number three, I want you to get a third Nafka meaning, okay? Third Nafka meaning we have, and that is, which side do you say a bracha on? Which candle do you say a bracha on tonight? What do? The Mechaber Paskin Simon Tuf Resh Ayin Vav Sif Hey. I gave it to you. You say the bracha on the Nosaf. The most added candles, what you say the bracha on. Mechaber Bracha Al Ner Nosaf. You say the bracha on the added candle. And what is the Vilna Gaon? I showed you the Farish. What does he say the Vilna Gaon? Johnny Memory said, Ein Tam Vareach. The Vilna Gaon there in Sifkot and Vav. Quotes from the Ma'arik, he says, Ein lo tam bereach. The Gaon says, no way. You say the bracha on the rightmost candle. Ein lo tam bereach. And what does he say? Mevarchim al what? Al anir smol, in Yemini. The first one that you put in. You know, you put in, what do you put in? Right to left? You light, left to right. Not according to the Gaon. You know, what's another reason why you say the bracha on the smol? You always want to go rightward, you know? That's another reason why Machaber says what he says. But this is a Machloikis the Gaon. He says, Ein lo tam v'reach. He's very upset at the Shita. And he says, we shouldn't do this. What's a Machloikis? What's a Machloikis, guys? What do you say?
Whether the hitter is a mitzvah.
If you hold the hitter, it's done. No, you say it better, Johnny. If the hitter becomes integrated in the Iker mitzvah, the hitter mitzvah candle is just as equal as what? As the Iker mitzvah candle. And therefore, I want to go rightward. So say the bracha on the most left one. Says the Vilna Gaon, it's disrespectful. The hitter mitzvah is independent. It's not right to say the bracha on the hitter mitzvah and ignore the Iker. They're not linked. They don't become integrated. God, are you following me? Therefore, the Vilna Gaon says, you say the bracha on the what? You say the bracha on the most right one, which is the Iker mitzvah candle. They do not become integrated. They do not become integrated. So these three nafkamines hinge upon this question. Does the hitter mitzvah become integrated or not? The Ram holds you lighting 80. The question is, how do I view the hitter mitzvah's relationship to the Iker mitzvah? That's the question, okay? That's a third nafkamine. A fourth nafkamine, which we'll get back to B'li Neder and the Gemara if we get to it today. What do we say, Al-Pi Din? Al-Pi Halacha? Can you use non-shamish? Whatever, you don't have a shamish, I'll be din. Can you take one Hanukkah lift and light the other one? Madliki minir lanir, yes or no? So what do we assume? Let's quote what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. We'll get back to that when we get in the Gemara. The Ramah says, Simin, tough resh ayin dalat sif alef, v'nagu lahachmir, v'neiris Hanukkah shalol lahalik afilu minir lanir, d'ikr mitzvah so enel alanir echad, v'ashar enel lemitzvah kokach. The Ramah has a chumrah. Ein mahlikin miner lener. A chumrah. Ein mahlikin miner lener. It's a chumrah. We're going to see that in the Gemara if we get to it today. Tosfos says, excellent. I gave you a chavkim al-maralf that it is a chumrah minig ha-oilam to use a shamish. The Ramah is echoing Tosfos. Well said. Excellent, Pinchas. So if you look in the Share Tshuva right there, from the Tshuva Space Yehuda, he says, forget about it. He says, it's Muchach from the Shas, from the Gemara Madlikim Minir Lanir. It's not a problem at all, he says. He's Tama. Tshuvas, Share Tshuva, the shame, Tshuvas, Space Yehuda. He says, Mutter. No way is there a Chumrah. What kind of chumrah is that, he says? Even though you're pointing out astutely, Pinchas, that the Ramos echoing Taisus and Chofkim Lomarav. You're right. What do you think this machlokes is all about? In Lomdus. Related to what we pointed out. Someone plug it in. What do you say? If you hold what? Nachum. Then what? The Hidramitz is integrated what? The Hidramitz, and then what are you going to say? Then what's your conclusion going to be? Malikim in Elamir. But if you hold that it's considered to be a what? Considered to be an independent element, maybe it's not right. Maybe there is a Chumra Natu. Maybe there is a Chumra Natu. So these four Nafkaminas revolve around how you relate, like I said in the beginning of Shir from the Brisker Rav. The Rambam held the Baal Habayis got a light, all 80. If you take that approach like the Brisker Rav, it's Geshmak. Then you understand all these things are related. Therefore, give them five. Give them five, not just one. Number two, you can still zog the bracha. You're not done. Number three, what do you say? What's number three? You can say the bracha on the nosach, not a problem. And number four, no problem in Nili Kamil and Nero Nero. So I'm glad we did that Brisker Rav. I really never went through that Brisker Rav till yesterday and today. I'm kind of. I was so happy, so we asked that Rabbi Hanan. So you guys got these Nafkaminas. Now there's one more Nakud on this. One sec, Pinchas and Ben. I want to just point out, remember we said from the Vilna Gaon yesterday, the Ram quoted the Spanish Minhag, what they do in Spain? Yeah. So he points out, Rav Zulti from the Gaon, that the Ram held like Tosfos regarding what? What did he hold Tosfos regarding? Halacha L'maisa. That what? This is what I want to bring out. What did he hold in L'maisa, L'gabi? You could be Machalik and say the hitter of Kol Echad Echad, he didn't hold of. You don't have to light 80. In Spain, personally, he might have lit 8. I don't know what he did personally. 1135 to 1204. Can't go back in time. The Rambam lived. But he says, Minig and Svar. Doesn't say what he did himself. But the Gaon says that Mistama, he held like Tosfos. So regarding the numbers of candles, he held like Tosfos. But regarding what? Regarding the goof shil hither, Lagabi, all these nafkaminas we said, he still might buy that they're interrelated to one another. You follow what I'm saying? So he would say, halacha l'maisa, you know what? The Baal Bayit should light the 8. Maybe not 80, but 8. You, the Baal Bayit, should light it. And you could say maybe what? The brach on the nosach. And if you forgot the brach, you could still say it. And you should give him 5. I want you to get that down in your notes. I mean, the Rav Zulti wants to say, even if you assume that the Ram holds you only light 8, that means he holds like Tosfos regarding the number of candles. But regarding this lumdus that the Iker and the Hitter are related, that sticks. That sticks. So that's where Rav Zulti points out according to the Gaon. Ben, you follow what I'm saying? You could be Machalik, I'll be Svarin and say, regarding the integration, I hold them. Regarding the numbers, that I don't hold up, but that's because of the Brisker Rav we wanted to say, fits in with the Gaon, that in general, the Ram's approach is that you always got to be connected. That's why the Baal Habayis is lighting, he'll light all 8.
And from this last Nafkamina, we can see maybe Tosfos doesn't hold up the integration.
Yeah, according to most of
them. You mean the Chumra Baal, what do you mean? Well, we'll see, Tosfos, well, we have to get into the Gemara, whether it was a toothpick we are lighting with or not. But you're right, Alpi Lomdus, it would see that if you hold what? With this Eimad Likiminil in there?
So we're saying,
if you hold Eimad Likiminil in there, then Lomais, it seems like there's a Chumra, that they're disconnected. Correct. Yes, Pinchas. First Pinchas and then Ben.
At least for the non.
Then we got to go fight. Yeah, go ahead.
At least for the last two Nafkaminas, I'm not sure about the first two.
Yes.
It seems like we paskin with the tzad that it wouldn't be integrated.
This one, we definitely paskin is integrated. Say the brach on the additional one. You go left to right. Yeah, you see. Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry.
That fits well. Also, we try to use a shamish. That doesn't fit well. That seems to go like it's disconnected. It's a chumra, though. You have to remember that's a chumra. I'm going to write down on the board. It is a chumra. Okay? That's what Tosfos calls it, a chumra. We paskin mikardin melikim minil in there. He just doesn't understand the chumra. Forget about the chumra.
No, I thought for the third one, the Vilna Gaon holds that it's...
Yeah, we don't hold like the Gaon. We do like the Machaber.
Yeah, so the Gaon holds that it's disconnected?
Right. The Gaon is going to be holding that it's disconnected.
Yeah.
At least himself, personally, on that Nakuda. That's correct. At least himself on that. And he wanted to say, according to the Rambam holds connected regarding what? The Baal Habayis is doing it, but maybe at the end of the day, he only had like 8, like the Rambam, like Tosfos. Okay? That's talking within the Rambam held like Tosfos. Yeah, Ben, what do you say?
For number 4,
yes.
Shouldn't the Chumra only be that you can't light the new one
Kind of like from the first one to the old one?
Yes, I would agree. I mean, could you take about... It's an excellent point. I was going to mention when we get to it, but let's mention it now. Let's say, could you go to a neighbor? Could the Iker Mitzvah candle be lit from one neighbor to the other guy if it's Iker Mitzvah candle? Excellent. That would be okay.
But what about the Iker...
A hitter from a hitter?
Only one of the ways to be problematic.
Yeah, in other words, lighting from the Iker one to the hitter one...
Would be a problem.
Right. In other words, lighting the Iker one from the hitter one is not right. Correct.
Wait, why is that not right?
No. It's taking the Iker one and lighting the hitter one is disrespectful.
But the other way would be fine.
The other way would be fine. That's correct. That's correct. Well, we're going to see in the Gemara what the reason is. Is it because of weakening the mitzvah or is it because of what? Bizui mitzvah. But we'll see in that. When we get to it, we'll see that. But you're right. First glance, if you go Iker, it would be okay. If you go hitter to Iker, it would also be okay. Problem is Iker to hitter. Well said. Okay, we got everything so far? Excellent, guys. Let's go. We got a lot to do. Okay? You ready, Jacob? Let's go. You ready? Let's see the Gemara now, guys. Okay? Victor. Let's take a look at Chav Bezim and Beis. Okay? We got it here? Let's take a look at Chav Bezim and Beis. Okay? Chav Bezim and Beis. Do you have it in the... Do you guys have it? Whoever doesn't have it, take a look. Okay? Let's go. Who wants to read the Gemara? This is Chafezim and Aleph. Yeah, you take Chafezim and Aleph. We're going to do the packet from yesterday. Do you have the packet from yesterday? Chafezim and Beis. No, this is the new one if we get to it. You pass them out. Okay? Who has the packet from yesterday? Please look inside. Do you have the packet from yesterday? I said to keep it. You have it? Jacob, you have it in the computer? Chafezim and Beis. Ellie, go ahead. Read the Gemara. Okay? My Havala. What's the Shiloh? Go ahead.
My Havala, Amar Rabbi Huna Barayder of Yerushalayim.
What's my Havala mean? What's the Psak Halacha regarding Halakos and Mitzvah, Halakos and Mitzvah? What is the nature of the Mitzvah Hanukkah? Is it the lighting or is it the place in the Chanukiah? Now, when I say you place the Chanukiah, there's got to be a candle in it. Otherwise, it's a joke. Okay? Otherwise, there's a candle in it or it's a joke. Okay? If you don't have, okay, go ahead, El. So, my Havala, what's the Psak Halacha? Is it the placing the Chanukiah down or is it the ignition of the flame? That's the shot. Okay, go ahead. Yoni, you have it there? Okay, go ahead. What do you say, Eli? Go ahead. My Havala.
Amarav Vinavarejo of Yerushua Chazina. Iyavaka osemitzvah madlikim in elener. Iyanacha osemitzvah in madlikim in elener.
What does that mean? If you hold on laka osemitzvah, it's not considered a bizayim. Because what are you doing? You're lighting from one candle to the next to do a what? To do a mitzvah. So if I hold up lakos and mitzvah, I'm not doing anything wrong. It's a great thing when I'm doing it. It's not a bizui mitzvah. I'm using the candle that is lit for one mitzvah to for another mitzvah. That's not a bizui mitzvah. See, the Gemara Nomad Aleph, if we get to it today, says there are two reasons why there's a problem of what? Of madlikim in er l'ner. What are the two potential problems? The Gemara says in Nomad Aleph, one is bizui mitzvah, and what's the other one? What's the other one called? Achushi mitzvah, weakening the mitzvah. That's the shiloh. Is it called bizui mitzvah? What is the problem potentially of ein madlikim miner lener? Ein madlikim miner lener. Is it because of bizui mitzvah? It's not right to use the mitzvah for something else, or is it because of achushi mitzvah, which is considered to be what weakening the mitzvah? But if you pass on a lakos mitzvah and you say the problem is bizui mitzvah, it's not a bizui mitzvah. Use it for one candle of a mitzvah to another one. Go ahead, Ellie. Excellent. Why if I hold on nachos a mitzvah ain't madlikim miner l'ner? Why if I hold on nachos a mitzvah do I hold ain't madlikim miner l'ner? Because why? The mitzvah is really what? Placing the Chanukiah down. It's not right for me to take from the mitzvah candle to what? To go to another mitzvah candle. Because that's not right, because I'm not doing a mitzvah. The mitzvah is what? No. The mitzvah is putting it down on the right place. So that's a bizayin. You follow what I'm saying? You guys can't skip this line. Let's get this, guys. Come on. If you hold on lakos and mitzvah, why is madlikim miner l'ner? Because if you hold the whole point is what? Is bizayin. It's not a bizayin. Because I'm doing mitzvahs. I'm lighting a candle from a mitzvah candle to another mitzvah candle. But if I hold hanachos mitzvah, I'm not doing that. The mitzvah is putting it down, not lighting. So Eli, if I hold on nachos mitzvah, my conclusion will be ein malikim in there, because it's a bizayin what I'm doing. So everyone got that line? People skip this line all the time. They don't understand what it means. If you hold on nachos mitzvah, then I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm not being mevazim. If I hold nachos mitzvah, then it's a problem. Yes. What do you say?
Fair enough, but why is the lashon ein madlikim ner l'ner? Why isn't the lashon if it's hanacha, then you shouldn't be madlik at all? Because wouldn't it be a bezayin to even be madlik?
In chanami, because it's just the previous sugya. The previous sugya is talking about it, so it says it like that. It's totally in that shot. So go ahead, Eli. Go ahead.
Tashma, damar rava, ayatapush ner chanaka, ba'omid lo asav lo klum shmamina.
What's the case? Shmamina hanacha osimitzvah, period. What's the case? Guy's holding an ear in his hand. Lights the candle. What's the din? It says beferish in the brisa that it's bad. If you hold hanacha osimitzvah, what's the din? If you hold hanacha osimitzvah, it's bad. You didn't put it down. Right? So the Gemara is saying, if you hold hanacha osimitzvah, why should it be bad? You see the one, halacha l'maaseh, it's hanachos mitzvah. That's why it's bad. It's a riot against hanachos mitzvah. You got me, Eli? So what's the Gemara rejected and save it? Go ahead. Awesome. No, you can still hold a hanachos mitzvah and it's bad because it's marasayin. If people are holding a candle, people are going to think you lit it for your own purposes. Jeremy, you follow me? People are going to think you lit it for your own purposes. So therefore, it's not good. It's lacking the chefs of the Ner Chanukah. It's marasayin. People think you're using it for your own purposes. Okay, look at the next Rashi. Look at that Rashi, Adlaka Osa Mitzvah. Go ahead. I Adlaka. The first wide line. I Adlaka Osa Mitzvah.
I Hamitzvah Shachanaka Tzluya Ba'adlaka Madigin Kide Eshkechan B'Menorah.
What does B'Menorah mean? What does Kide Eshkechan B'Menorah mean? What do you say? What does Kedashka from Menorah mean? What does he mean when he says Menorah? What does he mean when he says Menorah? What does he mean, guys? Does he mean the Chanukiah? What is Kedashka from Menorah? What do we call the Chanukiah? A Chanukiah. What do we call a Menorah? What's the difference between Menorah and a Chanukiah? Seven and nine. What does Rashi mean when he says Menorah? Let's underline it 10 times. What does Menorah mean? What does Menorah mean? You know what menorah means? Menorah. Meaning, I want you to get this down. Chanukah candles, the mitzvah of the Rabbanan, was patterned after what? What was it patterned after? The Rav Zatzal spent hours to be mazbar a din the Rabbanan. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan? Kein D'Oraisa Tikkun. Any rabbinic enacted was modeled after a din D'Oraisa. Any rabbinic mitzvah was modeled after a din D'Oraisa. What was Chanukah candles patterned after? Rashi says, B'menorah. There it is. Rashi says, B'menorah. By the menorah, we say, Halakha Osa Mitzvah. So too by the Chanukiah. You got me? Now I want you guys to get this down. I'm going to give you now six marmakoimus that prove to you that Chanukah candles are patterned after the menorah and the mikdash. Let's get them all down. Six, guys. Number one, these are the Sheish Makoros. I want you to know that the Chanukah candles are patterned after. If someone asks you, please get these down, Jacob. When Chachamim enacted the din of Chanukah, it wasn't in a vacuum. They modeled it after a pre-existing mitzvah of lighting the menorah in the mikdash. Number one, Makor. Now, these are not, you could write. I want you to write them down as hints. This is not one of the Sheish Makoros. What's the 25th word in the Torah? Or, what's the 25th destination of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar? Chashmoyne, 25th of Kislev. Those are hints. Sheish Makoros. Number one, the Ramban al Torah in Parshas what? Naso. Parshas Baloscha, actually. The beginning of Baloscha. Why do we have the holiday of Hanukkah? Well, you know what? Aaron was so depressed. Aaron was not involved in the Chanukah of Mishkan. Hashem said, don't be depressed. I'm going to give you a job. L'Doradorus, to clean the menorah and light the menorah. Do you know the cleaning has to be done by the Kohanim? That's called the Hatava. The lighting can be done even by a tzar. You see that the preparation is even more important than the lighting. It's interesting, Musar. The Hatava is kosher only with Kohanim. Hadlak is even kosher with a tzar. So the Rabban asks, oh, Aaron was appeased with that? What happens when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed? What kind of appeasement does he have? What's the answer, says the Rabban? Hanukkah. Now, I once pointed out, and we're not like this, or at least we're not supposed to be like this, selfish. But why don't you have Hanukkah candles only amidst on the Kohanim? Because he wasn't a mechutzav Aaron. He was a great man. He was Oiv Shalom Roshim. It was enough that the mitzvah of Hanukkah would be given to Klal Yisrael. But Hanukkah, in its origin, in its core, was a substitute for the menorah and the Mishkan. That's the first Mara Mokum. That's the first Mara Mokum.
Ramban.
The Ramban Yom. In its core, Hanukkah is what is connected with the what? The menorah and the Mikdash. And that appeased Aaron when he heard there'd be a holiday, a Hanukkah. All right, why don't you say the Hanukkah can't only live by the Quran? He doesn't need to be appeased that after that degree. Number two. What's the second Mara Mokum? This Rashi. Havlaka osa mitzvah. This is, if you guys ever have to give a bechina, I want you to know. You want to go into smichit? You want to go into smichit? Or a bonus? If you have to give a bechina to a high school boy, let's read, open up this Rashi. What is kid asking from a menorah? I guarantee you, not guarantee, 9 out of 10 guys are going to say, like a menorah, like the Hanukkah candles. But menorah is what? Menorah in the mikdash. Halakha osa mitzvah, kid askechem the menorah. Oh. So I ran downstairs, I put it in the Mar Makayim, it's the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Sadi Ches, Os Tes, says, Ribbono Shel Olam. Look in the Rambam in Hilchos Bias HaMikdash. What does the Rambam say in Hilchos Bias HaMikdash? Perek Tes Halacha Zayin. What, you know what they would do? What would they do? They would take the menorah outside, light it outside, and bring it back inside. Is that Halakha Osamitz or Hanacha? We're going to see it in the next few lines of the Gemara B'ez Hashem. Halakha Osamitz requires Bimkoma being in. Hanukkah also means you can light it and put it back in. He says, what are you talking about? Can I ask you on the menorah? I'll look up by menorah. You know what the din is by menorah? Hanukkah also mitzvah. Mitzvah says he had this kasha. He says he found this kasha later in the Sefer Maser Okeh, Chacham Asfardi. He says, ain't tachas yadi kais. He says, the Sefer. He would get a Sefer, he'd learn it in one night, memorize it, then he'd have to give it back to the guy. He says, what do you mean? What is this connection all about? So it's interesting. He points out, he thinks the Rambam and the Ravid, who say they can light it outside, is wrong. He says there's a Torah's Kohanim that says in Parshas Emor, it says, Yaroch Osam Lefnei Hashem, Parsha Yudbeis, Piska Yudbeis, on the Pasuk Yaroch Osam Lefnei Hashem, that you have to light it right there. He says, how can they argue on a price of Torah's Kohanim? So what I want to suggest is Rashi is Cholik on the Rambam Ravid. You know what they would do? They'd light it inside, like the Torah's Kohanim says. Like the Torah's Kohanim says, the Feirish. They would light it inside, like the Torah's Kohanim. That's a Rashi response. Rambam Ravid, I argue on the Rambam Ravid. That's what he's saying. I argue on the Rambam Ravid. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? Yes, what do you say?
Meaning lighting it where it's going to stay is not gave more than inside.
Yes, because if you hold halacha l'maisa, we're going to see in the Gemara, you must light it in the proper place. Hanukkah also means I can light and then bring it in the right place. So Rashi would be cholik on that Ram Ravid. See, the Ram Ravid says if Bidyevid did it, it's fine. Ram says even the Chachila they used to take it out and light it. So I saw, I want you to get this. I never understood this till this morning. Your schus! Rav Scheinberg, our Rav Agon Rav Scheinberg Zatzal, says in his Sefer, he wants to answer how Rashi could fit in with the Ram Ravid. Listen to what he says. He has a sefer called the Mishmer Chaim. You know how the Mishmer Chaim was written? Thursday night they used to have a Mishmar in the Torah or Yeshiva. He used to stay up all night. He would throw out Akasha, the Talmidim. They'd think about it for 15 minutes, and then they would give their Tirutzim, then he'd give his. This is a records all this Tirutzim. So he says, I think I have an answer. If you look in Reb Chaim, on the Rambam, in Hilchos Bias HaMikdash, when they used to light the menorah in the Mikdash, what's the nature of the mitzvah? Is it a Maisa mitzvah? Or is it a what? Totsah. Meaning, when you need the ner to be daluk, you need the candle to be daluk, do I require a maisa mitzvah, maisa hadlaka? Or is the nature of the mitzvah, make just get the job done, that the totsah is there, that the candle is lit? You follow me? Those are two approaches to the mitzvah. Reb Chaim says number two is correct. Just make sure it's lit. I don't care how you do it. I don't care how you do it. And therefore, if you light it outside and bring it in, it's fine. However, he wants to tie it. Lefize lokashit, he says. Neiris Chanukah, the Maisa Hadlaka is the mitzvah. If you light it with Makom Psul, it's a problem. Neiris Chanukah, the mitzvah is not in the Hadlaka. The mitzvah is in the Ner Daluk. But listen to this. So he says, what's the modelization? What's the modelization? If we're saying basically Hadlaka is the mitzvah of Chanukah, therefore you need Mekoma Bina, whereas by the menorah it was not Ner Daluk. That's the concept of the menorah. The menorah is Ner Daluk. So how can you say one's model after the other? Listen to this chop. Ner Chanukah, he wants to say, was patterned after what? Not the menorah in the Mikdash, but what was it patterned after? No, it was patterned after the Nes. The Nes of the Neris Mikdash. What was the Nes of the Neris Mikdash? They only had enough oil to light for one night. And it went for what? For 8 nights. The mitzvah Neris Chanukah was not Lezecha mitzvah Neris Mikdash. It was Lezecha Nes that was made by Neris HaMikdash. And the Nes was in the Maisa Hadlokit. Memele, Halacha LaMaisa, it's Hadlokos HaMitzvah. And in that sense, it's Zecha LeNes. And therefore, mitzvah Hadlokos Ner Chanukah might be different than Ner Mikdash. That's fine. Because it's Totsah Menorah. Chanukah is Maisa. But regarding the modelization, you have to tweak it a little bit. That's the word. Tweak it a little bit. And you have to say that Rashi, when he says Ashrecham menorah, he meant not that the menorah of what? The classical menorah in the Mikdash every day, but the nace of the Pach Shemin was in the Maisa Hadlaka. It's an interesting Kiddush. It's an interesting Kiddush, Halacha LaMaisa. Okay. Fine. But nonetheless, we have the Rashi. Kid Ashrecham menorah, no? We're saying that maybe the Ashrecham menorah meant like the nace of the Pach Shemin of the menorah in the Mikdash. Because if you like the menorah, then it's against the Ram Ravid. Maybe Rashi argues. Maybe you need like the Torah Kohanim, like the Minchas Yinuch says. Minchas Yinuch says that Rashi is like the Torah Kohanim. The Ram Ravid is against the Torah Kohanim. They say Hanachab Nosim Mitzvah when it comes to menorah. Okay. That's number two. Number three. What do the Rana and the Baal HaMor say? Bless you. Let me ask you guys. Can you read by it? Can you read by the Neris Chanukah? Can you derive warmth? No. Isra Hanah. Where did the Isra Hanah come from? Isra Hanah. Where did the Isra Hanah come from? The menorah. Ah. Same thing. There's the third connection, guys. Number three. That's the third connection. That'll be fine. Okay? Number four. Let's get this. What's number four? Where do you light in shul? Southernmost wall, the Ramah quotes from the Trumas Hadeshin. Why the southernmost wall? Shame, Trumas Hadeshin, like what? Sad, Dromi. That's what we do in the shul. Why the southernmost wall? Where was the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash? The southernmost wall. What is your Beis Knesset supposed to be? A Mikdash? Ma'at. What does the Gemara say in Babasa Chafayim Beis? Harot to Shiyachim? You want to be smart? Yadrin. Go to the south. Why? Because Torah is Eish, Torah, Or. Can you remember Torah, Or? There was a Torah journalist that put out in Atlanta like many years ago when I was your age. It was called Torah Midixi, and they quoted that Gemara. It was just a play on words. It didn't mean the southernmost part of the United States, you know, Atlanta. But it was interesting. Rosh Hashiach, imagine, means the southern, you want to go to the south of this Mikdash. Didn't mean the southern part of the USA. It's an interesting, it's funny though. Okay, but you see number four connection. That's the fourth connection. They say, call the tikkun, rabban nikayin, deraisa tikkun. What's number five? What's the fifth connection? I think I stressed this on Sunday. Guys who weren't here on Sunday. Who uses oil and who uses wax? Who uses oil, who uses wax? I use oil. Who uses oil? Great. Excellent. Even if you use wax, you're definitely going to the mitzvah. And I used to use wax, and I'm not a handy guy. But it's not complicated. It's good to try to make the change. If you can, you're definitely yotzeh. But ideally, you should use shemen. Because the nace, what was the nace? It was not about a Chanukah, it was about a menorah. It was the menorah in the Mikdash. And the nace was about what? Not wax candles. It was about oil. Pach shemen. So there's an Indian to try to lechachila use shemen. And six.
So what does that have to do with the...
The connection between Chanukah candles and the menorah. The menorah was made of oil. It wasn't wax candles. Okay? The shemen was the nace, and the menorah was made of what? The menorah we did was shemen zayis. It wasn't wax. So there's a lechachila to try to use it. Especially in light of Ronsweig theories... Ravon Zweig Shlita's theory about Chanukah idealism, lechachilism. He has a whole mahalach about Chanukah meaning lechachilism. We strive for the best on Chanukah. It's quite appropriate to use oil. Mahadrin mina mahadrin. Tumas hutra betzibur, the Pnei Yeshua asked. Why can't you use a pak shemen of tameh? Most everyone was tameh in Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says, tumas hutra betzibur, not for Chanukah. Not for Chanukah. You need the best. You strive for the best. That's why we had the Hashem and the Nes. Okay? You know, there's a sefer that collects 100 tevets from that kasha. Why 8 nights of kasha? You have 7. We had enough for one night. It's called Nir Lameya. Sefer collects 100 tevets from the Beis Yosef's kasha. There's a sefer called Nir Lameya. Okay. And number 6, the post can talk about how do you build a chanukiah? You're not allowed to replicate a kli in the Beis HaMikdash. Tavnis Kalim. I'm writing down. Tavnis Kalim. What's the ultimate svara why the post can say it's mutter? How can you have a Chanukiah? What's the answer? How can you have a Chanukiah? Because the Chanukiah has 9, and the menorah is how much? 7. That's why there's no Isser. But the fact that the poskim connected to obviously relates near Chanukah to what? To the Beis HaMikdash, the menorah. So you see, there's 6 smart makomis I want you to get that connect called the Tikkun Rabbanan. Candy rice of tikkun. They didn't make the smiths out of nowhere in a vacuum. El, do you follow me? We have 6 marmakonis to prove this. You know, my parents, they should live and be well. Bez Hashem. You know, when I moved them to here from Chicago, they had a 7-prong candelabra. It's also to have. It says in Shulchan Aruch. I gave it to one of the aides. You're not allowed to have it. It's replicating a kli in the Mishkan. Very expensive piece. They had it all these years so much. Not, it says in Shulchan Aruch, not allowed to have it, even if what? Even let's say you didn't buy it, someone gave it to you. Not allowed to have it with you.
You sell it?
Are you allowed to sell it?
You're deriving money from an Isser.
You're not allowed.
You gave it. Maybe you can, perhaps you can, to look into it more. But we gave it away. You're not allowed to have it. Now you'll tell me there's an institute in the old city that replicates the Kalim. There's an institute that replicates the Kalim. You ever been to the old city?
Yeah.
In the old city. How do they do that? It's an Issa D'Oraisa. You're not allowed to replicate the Kalim. It says you're not allowed to, even if it's made of gold or wood, you're not allowed to have a 7-prong thing. Don't ask me about how the Knesset, how they have. You know the Knesset, they have the 7, I don't know, the Kasha. Well, what do you do with the institute? What's the answer?
Preparations?
No, this is going to be the Kalim. It's not replicated. They said, this is going to be the Kalim. They hold when the Beis HaMikdash is built, these are the Kalim going to be used.
What if it's not?
It's not replicated. Okay. They say, we'll have it already. Why should we pilpli what's going to be? They hold this will be the Kalim.
Maybe the Knesset holds up theirs is also going to be
Maybe. It's got to be the right size. I don't think it's the right size. But
yeah,
I don't know if it's the right size, though. These are the exact dimensions. They're built to the exact dimensions. So I want you to get this down. Can Ashkenazim and Mnurah how to read the Rashi? Real quick, Gary, go ahead.
Is there a certain shita, this is a side top one, but is there a certain shita that the Machon HaMikdash is using saying that you could build, the, that you, that people are supposed to try building the Beit HaMikdash?
No. You're not allowed to do it. Since the 30s. They said this is not a replicate.
Well,
this is going to be yours.
Are they allowed to say that?
Yeah, that's what they hope. Why not? They're ready to go. They'll be ready to go. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara.
Are Caleb like underground or whatever, and we're gonna find them?
I don't know. Not, you mean in the Vatican?
No, whatever they are.
Why should we have to live at it? They'll be ready. They'll be ready.
The
Aron is in the bottom. The Rambam writes is in the bottom of the Beis HaMikdash,
right.
Hidden away.
So why
the other Caleb aren't there though? We'll be ready.
What about the originals? We don't want to use
it. I don't know if they'll be. Maybe they're in the Vatican. Who knows? There's stories, no? There's stories like that, right? Raiders of the Lost Ark, right? Never saw that, right? Okay. I saw it when I was your age. No one, you never saw it? Okay, good. All right. But we'll have it ready. Okay. Weiter now. Let's go, guys. Ellie, weiter back more. Let's go, guys. Inside. Let's see. Go ahead. So that's one Raya. Let's go the other way. Tashma.
Tashma
Damar
Rav.
Damar Rav.
Damar Rav.
If you light inside, you take it out, it's a nothing. Go ahead. Can everyone get that abbreviation? E Amris Bishlama.
Rashi spells it out.
Oh, thank you. E Amris Bishlama.
E Amris Bishlama. The Hadlaka was a mitzvah. Hadlaka bin Kamo. Be'ina Mishum. Hach Yilo Asaklum.
You better light it in the right place. You didn't. Go ahead, Ella.
Ella E Amrat Hanacha was a mitzvah. Milo Asad.
Yeah, what'd you do wrong? You put it in the right place. Answer the Gemara. It's also a Mar Sinai problem. People are going to think you're lighting it for your own purposes. You're carrying it, you put it down, it's bad. Therefore, you're not Yotzei. You see, you need a Chefs of a Ner Chanukah, guys. That's what Shechta Shlita taught us. You need a Chefs of a Ner Chanukah. If people think you use it for your own purposes, forget about it. It's not good. Weiter, El. Excellent job. Go ahead. Tashma.
Tashma, the Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi.
It's interesting because Tashma is usually Mishnayos and Brises. Every so often it'll be a member of an Amoyer, like here. Rabbi Shimon Levi was an Amoyer, early Amoyer, first generation Amoyer, but it is an Amoyer. Tashma, remember Rabbi Shimon Levi? You know, Rabbi Shimon Levi mentioned before, it's the only one that didn't, only a town Amoyer didn't die. You know the Gemara, I've said over this story, Ksuba Zayin Zayin in the base. He jumped over the fence, Eliyahu Navi tried to grab it, it was too late. Because he taught the people Ratan. No one wanted to teach the people who had this disease called Ratan. It was contagious. Rabbi Shimon Levi said he would. Hashem Azoicha, he never died. Eliyahu Novi. Who else? The daughter? Knew who's the daughter? You know, she played the violin? Yeah, Seraph Bas Asher. Right? And also Rabbi Shimon Levi. Go ahead. Let's see. Oh, you have a lantern that is lit and is lasting all of Shabbos. What does Rashi say it was lit for? Dolekis, the top Rashi, Eli? Erev Shabbos. So he says you have this candle that was lit throughout all of Shabbos of Hanukkah. You want to use that same candle that's still lit for the next night. Gemara says it's not good. Tysus, we're going to see, it's Cholik, and said, what was the Ashishis for? What was the Ashish for? It was for Shabbos. It was for Erev Shabbos. The Ashish was for Erev Shabbos. Sorry, I forgot to turn off. So since the Ashish was Erev Shabbos, what's the din? What's Ashish Erev Shabbos? We're going to see the Rashi Tosafot, but you see there's a need of a Chefs of an Erev Chanukah. It's got to be devoted for Chanukah. So according to Tosafot, it's devoted for Shabbos. Forget about it. According to Rashi, it's got to be such a Chefs, it's got to be devoted for each night of Chanukah. You can't carry from one night to the next. Hell, you follow me? Machlokes Rashi Tosafos is what this Ashish just was. Go ahead.
E Amaras B'Shlama Hadlaka Ose Mitzvah Shapir.
Oh, that's why you extinguish it related. Ella.
Ella E Amaras Hanach Ose Mitzvah. Hai Mechabe Madlika Mechabe Umegavia Manicha Madlika.
Right, if you hold a Nach Ose Mitzvah, it says extinguish and light. What do you mean? It should say extinguish, lift it up, put it down, and then light, it should say. Right? You understand the kasha, Eli?
Yes.
If you hold on nacha osa mitzvah, then what do you have to extinguish it for? Why do you have to what? Why do you have to do more than that? Not just mechaba madlika. You have to extinguish, lift it up, put it down, and then light. You follow what I'm saying? That's the way it should say it. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? That's the way it should say it. Look at the top toises. We'll do it inside now. Go ahead. Mechaber. What's a kasha? It's a great kasha. If you hold a nachos and mitzvah, why do you have to extinguish it? Just lift it up, leave it on, lift it up and put it down. No? Why does the Gemara say, Hi mechaba madlikin? You understand what I'm saying? Why did it say mechaba madlikin? It should be mechaba magbiya manicha madlikin. Why do you have to extinguish it? Lift it up, and manicha madlikin l'shei mitzvah. You follow what I'm saying? Why should it say that? Just leave it alone. Don't blow it out. Lift it up and put it down. No, Ellie? If you hold the nachos and mitzvah, that should be enough. It's a great kasha. So what does Toys say? Yesh lomar. There it is against Rashi. It was lit originally for Friday night Shabbos. Go ahead. Therefore, it's much worse than Chir Shot of Katan. The Hassam. It's much worse than Madlika Chir Shot of Katan. Because there, what? Why is it much worse than Madlika Chir Shot of Katan? Because over there, at least it was Nikar, what? That has Malika L'Shem Chanukah. You follow me? Chira Shot of the cotton that lit. What did Taisa say in the previous moment, Ellie, on the bottom? The Bayalu Hadlako Samitsu, the one line Taisa. What does Taisa say? Go ahead, Ibayalu. The
Bayalu Hadlako Samitsu, Nafkamina, Im Hadlika, Shot of the cotton, Oh Hanika.
So plug it in. Let's say a Gadol lights it, and let's say a Gadol lights it. And the Chir Shot of Hakatan picks it up, puts it down. What's it then? If you hold a Lako Semitza, what's it then? It's fine. Right? Again, let's plug it in. You have a Chir Shot of Hakatan. What happens if the Chir Shot of Hakatan lights the Chanukiah? What's it then? If you hold a Lako Semitza, it's bad. If you hold a Nako Semitza and an adult, a Gobel, would put it down, it would be good. Let's go the other way. If you hold what? A Nako Semitza. Right? And the Gadol puts it down and the Chir Shot of Hakatan lit it, it would be good. If you held Hanachos HaMitzvah and the Gadol lit it, but the Chir Shot of Hakatan put it down, it would be bad, right? Yeah. So Tosfos says, the reason why you have to extinguish it and relight it and pick it up and put it down is why? Why do you have to do that? Because it was devoted for what? It was devoted for what? For Shabbos. You have to get rid of that. You have to create a Chefs of a Ner Chanukah. Chir Shot of Hakatan at least it was what? Was much better. It wasn't devoted for something else. So what you see from Rashi and Tosfos fundamentally is, guys, let's get it down, is you need a chefsa of a near Chanukah. I want you to get this. That's what Shebna taught us. You need a chefsa of a near Chanukah. The question is, what does that mean? A chefsa of a near Chanukah. What does that mean? So Rashi says it has to be devoted each night. You can't carry one candle till the next night. Tosfos says no. It was devoted for Shabbos, it's bad. Mashu from Tosfos, you could carry it from one night to the next. Is that correct? Mashu from Tosfos, you could carry it from one night to the next as long as it's lit.
It's not like you need a separate candle. You just need a separate light.
You need a lit. If it's lit, it's lit. That's correct. That's what he wanted to point out. Machlekes Rashi Tosfos. Okay, now this, he said the following beautiful mahalach I want you to get. Let's get this mahalach, and we'll close with this, okay? And then you guys, they have that lunch, special lunch. Now, Thursday, we have a lunch in Shir, so we make sure everyone's in attendance for that for sure, right? Okay? Let's make sure of that, and then we'll have Shir right after lunch. So we'll end Shir a little early. We'll have lunch 12, right? It'll be ready at 12? So we'll start Shir, let's say, 12:45, and then we'll end around 2 Thursday, okay? Sunday, we're off, okay? Sunday, kind of the yeshiva, the Sundays are off. Pinchas, you want to have shear, right? Pinchas, okay. Well, but Toshim said they always give off Sunday, okay? Sunday we're always off, okay? But I tell you what I want to do. We'll see what we're going to do tomorrow, Lomais, okay? We'll see what we'll do tomorrow. But I want to do this mahalach. Let's finish up this mahalach. We got this machlekes? Let's get this now. So what were the three cases the Gemara gave about halakos mitzvah and nachos mitzvah? What were the three cases?
Grabbing it.
Let's get it. Holding it. What was two? Malik ibifnim and taking it out, What's three? The ushershis, the lantern. Okay? There's one case of Gemara cannot give. I want you to get it. What happens if you light it higher than 20 amas and you bring it lower? What do you do in that case? The Gemara did not tell us. Right, so does the Roman, the Shulchan Aruch. So let's get it.
In that case, it's parallel to letting it inside.
You would think, so let's get it. Let's get it. Good point. The Ramah in Siman Tuf Resh Ayin Aleph Sivav discusses this, and he writes as follows. I'll read it to you. Dafilu lachad kach daluk v'inicha lamata miyasrim lo yotza. Hadlaka osa mitzvah. Let's get it down. What does the Ramah say? Jacob, let's get it. If you lit it higher than 20, and you lower it, the Ramah says you're not yotza because hadlaka osa mitzvah. You require the right makom, b'mkoma b'inin. Comes along the Magen Avraham.
Maybe does the Ramah say the same thing about if you light it lower than?
Yeah, you yotze. You mean and you raised it?
You raised it.
L'churi yotze. Well, mice. L'churi yotze. Good question. L'churi yotze. Because when you lit it, it's the right place.
No, but isn't there?
It's got to be there for the shear of the Zman Halakha. Let's get this, okay? It's got to be there for the shear of the Zman Halakha. You follow what I'm saying? If you moved it afterwards, you yotze. But if you moved it right away, you're probably not yotze. It's got to be there. The makom, the first, and the nace. Okay, again, the Ramah says if you light it higher than 20, lower it, what's it in? You are not Yotze, Halakha Motze Mitzvah. What does the Magen Avraham say? In the name of the Yad Shel Shlomo, bless you, he says you're not Yotze, even if you hold Hanacha Osa Mitzvah. Why? That's a Pella, no? Why you're not Yotze? Hanacha Osa Mitzvah. Because people are going to think you're Tzor Hu to Halakha, that it's your own personal lantern. So everyone agrees you're not yotze. The question is, which opinion was it according to? The Ramah said it's according to Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. The Magen Avraham said according to the Yashar Shlomo, it's also not yotze.
Why would people think it's your own lantern?
Because you're holding it. You're carrying it for yourself. Like the Gemara said it in all these cases.
They would only think at the time of you moving it would be your own lantern.
Yeah, but they see you do it. So they see you place it so it looks like Marsai. Okay. So Rav Shechter said the following. I want you to get this. You're familiar with the first Mishnah in Sukkah? If you have Schach Lamal Miesri Mama, what's the din? You're not Yotze. We don't hold like a beauty. Okay, now listen to this. What happens if you have a sukkah that's 23 amas high and I build a platform on the floor? That's 5 amas and I'll sit on it. What's the din? The din is that it's kosher. Says Rabbeinu Yeshaya, why is it kosher? Now it's 18 amas now because it's, you know, I'm sitting on the platform. Again, the height of the sukkah was 23 amas. I build a platform now, it's 5, so 23 minus 5 is 18. It's good. Why is it good? Anything in the Yisrael Mouth should be like metal. Metal's puzzle, Rabbeinu Yeshaya, the Rush asks. The Rush says, puzzle? What are you talking about? It's a concern in the Gavra. The Chefs is fine. The material's fine. Lamalim Yisrael Mouth is not a concern in the Chefsa. It's a concern in the Gavra. The Pnei Yeshua says, you ever heard of the Klal Tasev Lomina Asui? What does Tasev Lomina Asui mean?
Yeah.
The last thing you do to make a sukkah kosher is to put the schach on. The Pnei Yeshua says, you made the kosher with the platform. You know what the answer is, Rosh Hashanah says? That's if there's a problem in the chefsa. There's no problem in the chefsa of the sukkah. The schach was just too high. The Rosh argues in Rabbeinu Yeshaya, Eli. So that's exactly what's going on here, Rosh Hashanah. When you light the Hanukkah higher than 20, and you lower it, why is it bad according to the Man Damar Halakha Osa Mitzvah? And that's his Chiddush. Why is it, according to the Ramah, why is it a problem? Halakha L'maisa. Because if you hold Hanukkah Osa Mitzvah, you yotze. Because it's not a problem in the what? In the Chetza. Halakha Osa Mitzvah means you have to require the right place. Okay, you didn't lie the right place, you're done. But if you hold Hanukkah Osa Mitzvah, it's fine. Because why? If you hold like the Ramah, guys, what does the Ramah say? The reason why it's a problem, Ben, is because why? Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. Implying that if it's Hanukkah Osa Mitzvah, it's good, because why? Because you have a good Chefsa. You have a good Chefsa. It was just higher than 20. You follow me? Comes along the Yam Shel Shlomo and he says, no. He says, even according to Naman Amar, of Hanukkah Osa Mitzvah, it's Lamal Mi Esrim, it's not a good Chefsa. It's like Rabbeinu Yeshaya. It's like metal. So that rush in Rabbi Yeshaya, he used as a model for this machloikas. Everyone agrees if it's lamalim yesri Lord, it's bad. The question is, who's it bad according to, Nachum? Is it bad only according to the manim or hadlakos and mitzvah? Or like the Ramah implying that hanachos and mitzvah would be good because only chesaron and the gavra, but the ches is good? Or do you say it's a problem even according to the mandamer, Johnny, hanachos and mitzvah, because it's like Rabbi Yeshaya. It's ches is bad. You got this? The Meilu Rishet just said like this. If there is a concept of a chefs of a near Hanukkah, let me ask you. Let's say, and the Sfasemis discusses this. Let's say you light, it's the sixth night of Hanukkah. You light five candles because you thought it was the fifth night. Then you realize it's the sixth night. What's the din? You have to relight again according to Rashi.
The whole thing?
The whole thing. The whole thing you have to relight again. Lock, stock, and barrel, the whole thing. Jake, you follow me?
Why?
Because what makes five and what makes six is you had, when you lit each one, you had in mind it was five, but it's really six. And according to Rashi, it can't carry over. Each night is a separate chefsa. According to Tysus, it would be good. Because Tysus, as long as it's related to the holiday, it's fine. According to Tysus, as long as it's related to the holiday of Hanukkah, it's not devoted to Shabbos, it's good. But according to what Rashi, each night has to be represented. And you have to relight it. That was the Chiddush of Shechtin wanted to say. Okay, we got this? So now we have to do the first part of the sugya, Malikim in Ner L'Ner. Okay, we'll see, Lamaisa. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? You want to go, because we want to finish, you want to just do Pshara start next week? You want to finish up Hanukkah tomorrow and Thursday? You want to do Hanukkah with? One deal. Everyone, this man. Right? Okay, so let's do Hanukkah Wednesday, Thursday. We'll pick it up on Sanhedrin Monday. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Enjoy the lunch. Okay.
Why is this, but you're
yes.
You're
it's totally from Minchia.